The Gemara, hi. On which case is it going on? Ilay Miras Seifa, if it's going on, the Seifa, that what? The Seifa said that it has it, if it's not 10 Tfachim high, so it's called part of the Karmelis, right? That the stone and the ocean is the same Karmelis, so you're only allowed to carry Daldamis. So it's very schwer. What are you telling me now? Beis Asayim, Tfeiloi. You're saying you can only carry from the ocean onto the stone, only if the stone is only a Beis Asayim. But once the stone is wider than a Beis Asayim, it's Osir. The kasha, why? Well, mikamlus the kamlus come atout lo. Once the stone is not 10 tefachim high, it's not a Rishus Yochid, it's only a kamlus. See, the loch of a kamlus is, you can't carry more than the Aldamis. So what do I care how wide the stone is? No matter how wide it is, it's not more than a kamlus. And on a kamlus, you can only carry the Aldamis. So you pick up something from the ocean, you're allowed to pick it up in the ocean and put it down on the stone only within the Aldamis. What do I care how wide the stone is? It doesn't change the din. And a lava ratio. It has to be going back to the ratio. Now the ratio was what? If the stone is 10 tefachim high, then the stone becomes Rishus HaYochid. So then we said it's also to carry from the ocean onto the stone. V'hochikom, this is what the Brice means to say now. Sele shebiyam, if you have this stone in the middle of the ocean, Givoya asora, it's taka 10 tefachim high, v'rochiv dalet, and it's dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim, that's called Rishus HaYochid. The middle of the din is ain metaltlin loy mitoichel yam. You can't carry something from the stone into the ocean. V'loy min hayam l'toichel. You can't pick up something from the ocean, put it on the stone, because the stone is rishus hayochid, and the ocean is a kamlus, and you can't carry from one to the other. V'yad kama. But until Vayis says how wide is the stone that is still considered rishus hayochid, ad beis asayim. Mashma only if it's only 70 yamis by 70 yamis. That's when it's still called Rishus HaYochid. Mashmo HaYesem Beis HaSayim, once this stone is wider than 70 Yamas or 70 Yamas, even though it's 10 Tfachim high, is Metaltlin. Then you are allowed to carry from the ocean into the stone. Is the question why? Since the stone, now you're telling according to Rabbi Yochanan, no matter how wide a Karfif is, in Midirayt it's called Rishus HaYochid. Lamaitse, this stone has a shame for Mechitzes. Since it's Yud Tfachim off the ground, on all the sides it's called Mechitzes. So what do I care if it's wider than a Beis HaSayim? It should still be called Rishus HaYochid. So it should be also to carry from the ocean onto the stone. So here it's Mashma, no, that once the Rishus HaYochid becomes wider than 70 Yamas or 70 Yamas, if it's not Hukaf Ladira, it's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. Midirayt, it's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. That's why then you are allowed to carry from the ocean to the stone. So the Churat HaKashan of Yochanan. So it's Ma'arma Alma Karmelisi. So you also, the Rabbi Yochanan, you see here, once the Rishus is wider than 70 Yamas or 70 Yamas, more than the base of Sion, it's considered a Karmelis. And you're allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. Whoever doesn't know how to answer, maybe he asks the kasha. The Rabbi Yochanan, because you don't know the answer, that's why he's asking this question. But really, it's a posture teretz. I'll tell you, Leon my ratio. Really, after we say if it's more than a base of sign, we don't have the din, it's not going on the ratio. This is what the ratio means. We're saying now you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. That you can't do. For mashma on the stone itself, you are allowed to be metaltled, because the stone is Rishus HaYochid. Now, v'yad kama, how wide could the stone be that you're still allowed to carry on the stone itself? Ad beis asayim. Only if it's up to the width of a beis asayim. But once the stone becomes wider than a beis asayim, now with the rabbon it's called the karmelis, and on the stone itself you can't carry more than the aldamis. So there's no stirut to Rabbi Yochanan. Avada, from the ocean to the stone you're not allowed to carry, because that's from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. Just the stone itself you can carry is wider as it is, because it's a Rishus HaYochid. But that's only up until a base of Sayim. More than a base of Sayim is a Karmelis and it's also. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi is another teretz. Liyer Lama Resha. Our attack is going on the Resha. And the deek of the Resha was that says you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. And it will make you a deek, Taka, you are right. That when can't you carry from the ocean onto the stone? Only if the stone is up until a base of Sayim. But once the stone, that it's like a small island already, it's come out more than 70 yams or 70 yamis, now if you have something floating in the ocean, you're allowed to pick it up, and then you are allowed to put it on top of the island, on top of the cellar. Aye, the kasher is, it's a Rishus HaYochid, why is it mutter? So the moral, the early Maresha hain. No, hain omru, the hain omru. They are both with the Rabbonins, and the Rabbonins said this, these halochis. In other words, hain omru, kaf of yosef beis asayim, shloi hukof adira, ein metaltlim boi, elu b'dal adamis. The Rabbanim was the one that made up, if you have this park, or anything that has mechitzis, even though it's wider than the Beis HaSayim, so the same with the rights that is the Rishus HaYochid, the Rabbanan said, though, no, since nobody lives there, it looks like Rishus HaRabim, we gave her a Din Karmelis. That's only mid the Rabbanan, Lashon Hey Mamru. The Rabbanan said this cell or this stone now, since it's wider than the Beis HaSayim, gets a Din Karmelis. Now the Hey Mamru, the Rabbanan are also the ones that are the ones that said, Ein Metatle Mishus Yochad the Karmelis. Bechlal, now let's say we're saying now midiraisa, true, this stone is the Rishus HaYochid midiraisa. Because midiraisa, the stone has mechitzas all around it, no matter how wide it is. But what's the issa from carrying from the ocean, which is a karmelis, onto the stone? Midiraisa, it's mutter. Midiraisa, it's only us to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Now the ocean is not a Rishus HaRabim, not a Rishus HaYochid. Midiraisa, you are allowed to carry from the ocean into the Rishus HaYochid. It's only midirabonin gave it a din karmelis. Karmelis means lashon karas. It's like lukewarm. It's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So it's only midirabonin that you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. Memela, the rabbonin said a sort of like this. Beis HaSayim, disharula tetule bekule, asir rabbonin tetule. If the stone is only a Beis HaSayim wide, that then you are allowed to carry on the stone itself, so then it looks like a real Rishus HaYochid, then you're not allowed to carry something from the ocean onto the stone. So then we say, loy min hayam toichoy, loy min toichoy liyam. Then you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone, or from the stone onto the ocean. My timer, Rishus HaYochid gemurahi, because this stone is a real Rishus HaYochid, even midirabonim, because you're allowed to carry on the stone. Since the stone is not wider than a Beis HaSayim, you're allowed to carry whatever you want on it, and as far as you want on it. So that's called the real Rishus HaYochid. Then the Rabbanan said he can't carry from this karmelis onto the Rishus HaYochid. Mashen ken yesem Beis HaSayim. Let's say the stone now is wider than a Beis HaSayim. The also tetule v'kule. Now on the stone itself, you're not allowed to carry more than daldamis. Because since the stone is wider than a Beis HaSayim, the Rabbanan gave it a din karmelis. Now, mid rabbanon, you're not allowed to carry now more than dal damas on the stone. Is v'meila shari rabbanon l'tetule mitoichol yam or min hayam l'toichoy. The rabbanon now were mekel and didn't put their iser to carry from a karmelis into such a rishus hayochid. Hey, such a rishus hayochid that you don't have a right to carry in it more than dal damas, since it itself looks like a karmelis. So the rabbanon never put their iser not to carry from a karmelis into such a rishus hayochid. That's the Teres HaNechmaim, it's true. If the stone is more than Beis HaSayim, you're allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. Even though really the stone is Rishus HaYochid, the Teres says, Midiraisa, there's no Isser. It's only Yossi Midirabonin. The Rabbonin never asked you to carry from such a from a karmelis, the ocean, onto such a Rishus HaYochid that looks like a karmelis. For the Gemara, my time, what's the Svara? Val Dilma Amri Rishus HaYochid Gemurhi. Pumfakir. The Rabbanim of the Afkar Asfara to be Mekul, that you are allowed to carry from the ocean, the karmelis, onto the stone, that people should not think this stone is the real Rishus HaYochid. In other words, they don't want you to think the stone is Rishus HaYochid. If they'll think it's a real Rishus HaYochid, they'll come to carry throughout the whole stone. And since the stone is more than a Beis HaSayim, the Rabbanim don't want you to carry on top of the stone. So therefore, the Rabbanim will Mekul in their other takona, that even though the Yam is a karmelis, and really you can't carry from a karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid, this type of a karmelis, the Rabbanim will make you allowed to carry from the Yam onto the stone, that people should not come to carry on the stone itself. Like people will see this stone is not a real Rishus HaYochid. Because if it was a real Rishus HaYochid, how could I carry from the ocean onto the stone? Elamai, the stone is not a real Rishus HaYochid. That therefore, I won't carry on the stone itself, but the Rabbanim will make you allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. For the Gemara though, I'll call upon him, Omai Shana Toichoi Shriach, good, what's the difference? Which there is you making though? But once you say though you're allowed to carry from the karmelis onto the cellar, people will think fakert, that's not a Rishus HaYochid at all, it's only a karmelis, people will think. So why aren't you afraid of that? The Gemara's Teretz says that's not shriach. So the Gemara toichoi shriach, mitoichol liyam, min hayam toichol shriach. Hey, to come to carry on top of the stone itself, that's the shriach gezach. The Moshe, it's a small island. People rest on the island. When you're on the island, you want to carry on Shabbos from one part to the other part. So it's more important that the Rabbanan should tell us, you're not allowed to carry on the island, since it's more than a Beis HaSayim, rather than asking us not to carry from the Yam, from the ocean, onto the island. Because that's not Shriach. Most times you don't carry something floating on the water onto the island. Usually something on the island itself you want to carry now from one part to another part. Therefore, the Rabbanan wanted more that you should know that the stone itself is only a karmelis, that they don't want to carry on the stone itself. because that's the Shechiyah D'Gezach to carry on the stone itself. So therefore, they were mati you to carry from the ocean onto the stone, k'day that people should think the stone is not a Rishus Yochid. They should think the stone is only a Karmelis. That's why I'm allowed to carry from the ocean, which is a Karmelis, onto another Karmelis. So that's the Rabbanan's Kulis. Yes. But that's the Lokotaka, though, the Karmelis, a Karfif, or here the seller. If it's more than a base of Sayyim, Midirait said, is the Rishus Yochid? Just Midirabbanan, though, you can't be Metautla. Has it been Karmelis Midirabbanan? So the Gemara, Hahu Yenuka the Ishtape Chamimi. There was a kid that was pushed the eighth day, came out on Shabbos, supposed to make his mila. Halacha is, at least in times of the Gemara, it was a sakona to make a mila unless you had hot water. Right after the mila, you had to wash the kid with hot water. Now, it's also to cook up hot water on Shabbos. So what they did was, they used to cook up the hot water before Shabbos, and, you know, save it, and then they'll make the mila on Shabbos morning, and they'll use this hot water. Now, what's going to be if the hot water spilled out Friday night? You have no more hot water. So, locher is then in such a case, you're not supposed to make the milah on Shabbos. Because before you make the milah, do you have water now? After, no, you don't have it. You're not allowed to cook up the water now to cover the milah. Therefore, we say don't make the milah. Enechnami, if you would make the milah on Shabbos morning, then the kid would be in a mokum sechonas nefoshes. Then it would be mutavada to heat up the water to serve the kid. But before you make the mila, since you don't have the water, you're not allowed to make the mila now. The dinner is supposed to be pushed off the mila until tomorrow. Zmanazes, that's on the gaya. We don't need hot water as Zmanazes anymore. But at times of Gemara, though, the hot water was a sakana if the kid didn't use it. So here the case was the hot water spilled out, let's say, Friday night. So in this chotzer, there was no more hot water. So Omar Luhu Rabbi said, you know what? In my house, the kid lived in the other house there. So he heard that in their house, all the water spilled out, they have no hot water left. So Rabbi said, good, come to my house and take the hot water from my house. I'll give you hot water to make the meal tomorrow with. But you should know, we didn't make an Erev Chatzeris. You can't carry out from your house to my house. There's no Erev here. Good, you didn't make an Erev Chatzeris. But Mistama, the B'nai Movet, everybody living in the same alleyway, Mistama, they made one big stufim of voice. That we'll see the halachas later, that if you make a shtufa mivoyis, even if you didn't make an Aruvah chatzeris, still it's mutzim. Shtufa mivoyis means, like you have like five chatzeris opening up into one alleyway, like any side street here, all the houses open up into a side street, so you can make a shtufa mivoyis. So he said, Mistama, they made a shtufa mivoyis here, so I'm allowed to carry out the hot water from my house to his house. We didn't make it either. Later, the Gemara asked the question, how come you didn't do it? Like the Chur, they should have made it. Rakol, part of the Meister was, they didn't make anything here. So it's also now for Rabba to carry the water from his house to the other person's house where they want to make the Mila. If the AC said is, let's call a guy here now. And Lacey, let the guy come and carry the water from my house into the other person's house. So we'll soon see theories here. Pasha the Svar White Smutim, because to tell a guy to do something is only Issim of the Rabbanan, and a mitzvah's Mila is a mitzvah, so they want guys to shuas b'makim Mila, b'makim mitzvah. The halacha, this is only, we are telling the guy to do an Issim of the Rabbanan. Like here, you're not telling the guy to cook up the hot water. Rabbah had hot water in his house. It was only a question how to carry it from his house to the other person's house, which is only Yosim with the Rabbanan, because it's in the same movi, they just didn't make an Aruvah Chatzeris. So you're telling the guy to do an Issim with the Rabbanan. That's called the Shvus to Shvus. It's like two Issur with the Rabbanans. To tell the guy to do a Malacha for you, Bechal is only with the Rabbanan. And you're only telling the guy to do an Issim with the Rabbanan, then we'll make up a Mokka Mitzvah. So that was the Eitzah. You could tell the guy, come and carry the hot water from my house to his house, and then tomorrow morning we'll make the Mila. Omer Abaya. So Abaya said, "Yishno boyi liyos v'lamar." Really, I want to ask you a kasha. I have a stira of what you're upstock right now. Of a b'loy shafkin Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef did not let Abaya ask the kasha. The Yomer Rabbi Yosef Amar Rav Kana ki avina be Rabbi Yehuda. When I was by Rabbi Yehuda, heavy omalon, he said like this: "Be the araisa ma'isvinim." If somebody's about to do an issa deraisa and he thinks it's mutter, and you have a kasha and you're telling it's usher, you let us stop him. Tell him, "Hetzer, see, you may be doing an issa deraisa. Don't do it." In Masvina Tuyuf, we ask Kashis. For how the Rav Dina Maisim, that after we find out the Terutzim and we get a Klor of Stak to its Mutter, then we'll first do it. Mashen came with the Rabbonin. Anytime you have a Sofik, if you're doing an Issim with the Rabbonin or not, and you hold its Mutter, you should know, Rav Dina Maisim, let the person do it. He holds its Mutter. So even if it's also its own Issim with the Rabbonin, and the Chur blies like a Sofik in the Rabbonin, you could go to Kula. So before you know the Psak is Osir, you're allowed to do it. For how the Masvina Tuyuf, and then after the person did the maisa, then later will clear was it mutter or not. So that was the maisa here. So the kitzur, Rabba let the guy come and take the water from his house and carry it to the next chotzer, to the other people. Labasarachi, after the meal took place, then they let Abaya talk. My boy is Leisvilamar. Abaya, what kind of kasha do you have on this? Omalei Abaya said like this, Natanya, we learned like this. Hazor Shmus. To do Azor, that's only an issim of the Rabbon. So Rashi, the bottom Rashi, Azor. Al HaTomei, Ein Asura B'Shabbos Elu Mishum Shmus. If somebody is Tomei, he was Tomei Meis, he can only become Tor if they spritz from the from the Mechatis, from the Por Aduma. You put the ashes into the water, and the Kohen sprays on this Tomei, the Yom Shlishi and Yom Shishi, then he becomes Tor. So you have to make Azor. Now here's the Geta Korban Pesach. The guy is Tomei, Friday is Erev Pesach, a Shabbos is Erev Pesach, and he wants to become Torah now. We say, no, you can't make Azor, you can't spritz the Mechatas on him on Shabbos, even though it's only an Issam of the Rabbonim. Hazor Shvus. Now, V'yamiru l'nachri Shvus. To tell a guy to do a Melach with you on Shabbos is also awesome of the Rabbonim. So Bayez Kash was like this. Ma Hazor Shvus. V'yayna doichas a Shabbos, just like there's an Issam of the Rabbonim, to spray the Mechatas on a tummy on Shabbos. And it's not doichas Shabbos, even b'mokim mitzvah, so Rashi, mahazor shvus v'derech Shabbos, v'yafilu b'mokim mitzvah, k'goyin lishchoy pischoy, k'net nan b'psoch v'perek yeinu dvorim, that if a person is tummy, and it comes Shabbos to Erev Pesach, and he wants to become Torah today, then he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach tonight, still we say no, we don't do the Azor on Shabbos, since it's an issim of the Rabbonim, certain times the Rabbonim Yisurim, he even stands up, k'neged a mitzvah m'diraisa. So mainly, Abayas Kash was here also. Afa Mila Nochri Shavus. To tell a guy here to carry the hot water from one chutz to another chutz is an Isser, a koponim in the Rabbonin Sosom. So it should be the same cloud, V'yayna Dechas Shabbos. The mainly should not have a hetzer to be Dechas Shabbos for Malka Mitzvah. Omalei, so Rabbi answered back, there's no Kasha. For Loi Shoni Loch, Bein Shavus the Yis Bein Maisa, Le Shavus the Les Bein Maisa. There's a Chilik. By Yisroel to make the Hazor, if you want to take the Mechatis and spray it on the Tomei, that's an Issim of the Rabbonin. Now who's doing the Issim of the Rabbonin? The Yisroel is doing a Maitz of Yadayim. Such an Issim of the Rabbonin said, you can't do the Issim even though you're starting a mitzvah to take place. Mashenkin, you tell the guy to do the Melacha, the Yisroel is not doing anything. That's called the Shvus, the Lespe Maitza. I'm not doing anything. I'm telling the guy, you go and carry the hot water from this chotzer to another chotzer. So the Moloch is being done by a guy. So the cloud, the Isser of Amir Liakim is like a Shvach, it's a less of an Isser, because you're not doing any Melacha. You're only telling the guy to do the Melacha. So there we say, but Mokka Mitzvah we could be making. So Mel is no Raya from Hazor to Amir Liakim. Now we have the Girsa, the Bachel of Nagurs next tomorrow. The Amar Liyom Lanochri Zilochim. The Bach says we're not Gerasis, we don't need this. Plus, this Gerasis would be meant to say is, you didn't tell the guy to heat up the water. If you would have told the guy to do an Issa Deraisa, that would be a good Sushtel. But this Gerasis, plus, you meant to say is here, what did you tell the guy? You told the guy to carry the hot water from one chaser to another chaser. So, what Issa is the guy doing? Only an Issa of the Rabbonin. To tell a guy to do the Issa is also only Issa of the Rabbonin. That's called the Shvus to Shvus. So, that's the Teretz. Here it's a Shvus to Shvus. It's like two Yisurus the Rabbonin. Mashenka, by doing the Azor, by spraying the Mechatas on the Tomei, that's only one Yisur of the Rabbonin. So when you're doing one Yisur of the Rabbonin, that's a Chomedic Yisur. It stands up, even connected, a Mitzvah the Raisa. Mashenka, here, to do two Yisurus the Rabbonin, it's a more cool the Gazach. Like, you're only telling a guy to do an Yisur of the Rabbonin. And the whole Yisur to tell a guy is only awesome of the Rabbonin. So here we make up a Mokka Mitzvah. And that is the cloud. That is Shvus to Shvus, the Mokka Mitzvah's Mutter.
He can't do it, by the way. I need a kohen to do it. The guy can't make that zor there.
Yeah, right. Omalei Rabba bar Rav Chonin labaya. Mavoi the isbe. So now Rabba bar Chonin had a kasha tabaya. Omalei Rabba bar Chonin labaya. Mavoi the isbe trei gavi rabavi. You have two great people living in this movie. Has you abaya and Rabba? Kirabon and learn the heavy b'loyerev l'shituf. How could that be that this Shabbos there was no Arubi Chaseris here and there's no Shtufim Mavoyis? What's going on here? Like you, Rabbon, you should have taken care of your Mavi. Make sure there's an Erev there. Omalei Abai answered back like this. My Nevet, what could I do? Mar Lavurche. The Rosh Hashiva Rabba, it wasn't because that he should go around collecting the Erev on Friday. He can't go around asking people to give him a pass. So it does not become a for Rabba to do it. I know I let me Abai do it. I'm Oisik learning the whole day. I have no time. I'm tired of learning the whole day. I have no time to go around to collect the Erev. Inu, the rest of the people in the Mavid, Lai Mashkichin, they don't care, they don't bother them, yes or no. So now that's why this Mavid has no Erev. Last year, Mazat Rabba ain't Kvoidoi, last Rab B'nei HaMavid, Ligbos HaShittuf. Inu, Shar B'nei HaMavid, Lai Mashkichin, they don't care if there's an Erev or not. Now, Vi Akni Lu Pito Vesela, the Chura, like Rabba Vachon was asking Abai, it's a Poshet Eitzah. Don't go around collecting the pots from everybody. But why didn't you take your piece of bread and be matna your piece of bread to everybody in the chaser? So you'll make an error in 1 second. The akna lupita veselam. If you put your piece of bread in the basket and you'll be matna now, like to give your piece of bread that belongs to everybody, so it's as if everybody gave an error here, and that's the easy way to make an error. So he answered back, kiven di boyi lo minoyi, fuloy ef shaloisvan alein, botol shittuf. You should know that's not a good eitzah either. But he didn't have that much bread. And the mice of the bread he had, he needed for Shabbos, for the Suda Shabbos. So what's going to be we had before? If you make an Erev, and one of the people, the Erev, says, I want to eat the bread now. If you don't let him eat the bread, the Erev is bottled. Because the pshat for an Erev, a Ruach HaTzeres, is everybody puts the pot together, and we're like one happy family now. That whoever wants to come and eat this bread has a right to eat the bread. So by advice I said here, I don't have enough bread, like to put every single Shabbos, I'll be makna my bread to everybody in the chotzam. I can't say it's a good Erev, because I know if people are going to want to come and eat it up, this is my sud I use for Shabbos, I won't be able to give it to them. And it's not chal. Titanya. Echad mibnei movi, shebikesh yayin v'shemin. If one of the bnei movi, they made an Erev, they put yayin together to make the Erev with. And now on Shabbos, one of the people say, hetakse, I want to drink some of the wine from the Erev. V'loi nostoloi. And the person holding the Erev says, no, it's not for you to use, it's for me. You should know, bottle ashituf. The whole Erev is bottom. Because you say that Erev is, we're all mixed together like one happy family. And everybody has a right to take from the Erev. So here in the case that you're going to be makbid not to give it to everybody, that's not a good eitzah. So you ask him another shaila. V'nikni luhu mar v'yosa d'chola b'chavita. You have a warehouse. You have your vinegar there that you don't need this Shabbos now. You won't need it the rest of the year, maybe. You have a big barrel of vinegar there. So in that barrel, one revius of vinegar, set aside, let it be for the Erev. And you can make an Erev from vinegar. So if a Zayin, whoever wants to come and take that vinegar, it wouldn't bother you because you have a whole barrel stored away. So that's an eitzah to make a portion of Erev. You don't have to go collecting from everybody. You be matnif from your chavita. So Rashi, revius the chala chaymis from vinegar. The chavita. One of your barrels, the midi, the less baked fade, you're not makbar on this, because you have a lot. The ikar shittuf the yayin, and the ikar shittuf mi voyas meant Rashi is with wine. Because the Yama Bahai Pirkun, we'll see later on in the parak. The aniyach hachavius bechotzer, put the chavius down the chotzer, the yismach haravius shabo, the safe shittuf, the tarakol ashrana kula, shamanichim shittuf bechotzer. The rest of the year, we'll use this revius of vinikam for the Erev. So the Gemara Tanya had a kashra on this. Tanya ain mishtatfen b'yotzer. You can't use an oitzer, something you have stored away for an erev. So Rashi learns b'oitzer b'dover ha'oitzer k'goyin chav yishayin oiperus hamachnosim ain samechem al masher b'teichem mishum the ain brera eiza shel shitta v'chi mistapik yimenu iklamei ma'ozel shitta. If you hold ain brera, so if you have a whole barrel full of wine, but you're saying one revius in here should be for the erev. Yeah, good. Let's say now Shabbos, you come and you want some wine. You take a sip of wine. We have to be afraid when you drink up a drip or drop of the wine, maybe you're drinking up part of the Erev. So for next Shabbos, there's not going to be a revius wine of the Erev left over. If you hold Yesh Breira says that any wine that comes out is always Hufra Dover, that the last revius in the glass, that was the one for the Erev. So even though you can say to keep on drinking from the barrel, but as long as you have revius left, that's the revius for the Erev. But if you hold Ein Breira, we say no. One of these revius in the air is the Erev. Which one, we don't know. So to be a shallow, the first Shabbat, as soon as you drink from it, it shouldn't be good. So I can't make an Erev for that way for the whole year. For the more of a Tanya, it's no good. But the more of a Tanya, Mishtach, to mind, there's another price that says, no, you could make an Erev this way. And the Gemara, Amravashi Lakasha, Ho Beishamai, Ho Beisil, Sakamachlejas Beisil, and Beishamai, if you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. The Tanan. Somebody was maced in a house. There are a lot of doors to go out of the house. Now we don't know which door they can take the mace out. Some of the Rabbonim, they say anything outside the door, like right outside the post of the door, is also Tomei with the Rabbonim. But since we have a suffix from which door the mace will go out, even though it's outside the house, with the Rabbonim, that's Tomei also. It's Kulam Tomei. All the doors, any keli outside the door, is also Tomei, because we have a suffix which entrance the mace will go out. What about Niftach Echemihem? He opened up one door. So Melo, we nemon that Mestomi is going to take the mace out of that door. So we say, who Tomei? Only the kalim behind that door is Tomei. The kulam Torim. But all the other doors are Tor. Because you're not going to take them out, those doors. You're only going to take them out from a door that's open. Now, Chishav lohitziyo b'yechemihem. Let's say you had das, you mechashiv with your mind, to take the mace out of one of these doors. Oy b'chaloin sheish bo yavo al abo. Or else you have a window that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim wide, is matzla kolap sachem kulam. That also helps. Since you have das right now to take the mace out of one window, we say Mr. Thomas will go out of that window, and all the other entrances are tor. Beishama yomim do vushi choshev atzla yomis hamace. It only helps if you had the machshav before the mace, before he died. So you have a goyis, somebody is very sick, you know he's going to die any minute now. So before he dies, you have in your mind, I'm going to take him out through that window. So then we say, the second he dies, it's oimid right now for him to go out through that window. So mele all the other psachim are tor, because we don't say it's going to go out through those doors. Mashenkein, if the mace died first, so the second he died, right now it's a suffix, where are we going to take him out? So right away it's chal tumah underneath every single entrance. It doesn't help you 5 minutes later to decide, I want to take him out through that Pesach. Because as soon as he was mace, we don't know which way you want to take him out, we say ein breira. Even after the mace died, still, as soon as you're machashiv and you say, I want to take him out through this door, it's like huvra dovelam afreyam, that it was oimed for the mace to be taken out through this door, and we say only the kalim outside this door is tomein. But underneath all the other doors, ataka tor. You see, according to Vesil, you say yesh breira. We said that when you have in mind later to take the mace out of this door, it's as if always you had in mind to take him out through that door. That's the side of yesh breira. So Melu Bayas also, to make a shtufa mivoyis, you could be saying mechon yesh breira, that you're allowed to take a whole barrel full of wine and say just one revius in this barrel, that should be for the erev. And you're allowed to use this erev for the whole year, as long as there's still a revius of wine left in here. Even though you can say to drink the wine and wine and wine, but we say yesh breira, that you meant to make the erev from the last revius left in this cup. So only that revius is the erev, and kol zman you have one revius left, the erev is still chal. In Allah, we use the paskin that in the Rabbonim de Kalacha, we paskin yesh breira. In the Shalin, the rice, we paskin ain't breira. But in the Shalin, the Rabbonim, though, we paskin yesh breira. So, Chur, to make a shtufa mi voice, a rubik aser is only with the Rabbonim, the Chur, we will hold yesh breira, you can make such an erev like this. Maruhu yenuka, di shtape chamimi. Alright, we'll stop here.